What role has neoliberalism played in the destruction of the planet? Neoliberalism is commonly associated with what we think of as sort of laissez-faire economics, deregulated economics. And I'm actually more interested in what is implied by deregulation. And what's implied by deregulation is that is the destruction of the social compact. And and libertarianism and individualism, that the individual is the liberal philosophy really comes from, as opposed to a radical philosophy, comes from the notion that the individual is the center of society and the individual is what is primary. And everything builds from individual choice, individual liberty, individual freedom. And that is a really reasons. I love this quote by Viktor Frankl, which has to do with liberalism and also with freedom in general. And what he says is freedom, however, is not the last word. Freedom is only part of the story and half of the truth. Freedom is but the negative aspect of the whole phenomenon whose positive aspect is responsibleness. In fact, freedom is in danger of degenerating into mere arbitrariness, and I would say to the point, atrocity-inducing madness, unless it's lived in terms of responsibleness. And so many, I mean, sort of the bottom line that I think about a lot is that humans are, not all humans have destroyed their land bases. And given that this culture is killing the planet, we might ask, how did these cultures live differently such that they didn't destroy their land bases? The Talawan, whose land I live, have lived here for at least 12,500 years, and they didn't destroy the place. And so many indigenous people have said to me that the first and most, or the one of the most important parts of their way of life is that they don't talk about rights. They talk about responsibilities to community. And for me, that seems to be fundamental to the difference between this culture that's killing the planet, which thinks it is my right to do what I want, and a way of life that is based on responsibility to those around you. And responsibility, by the way, comes from the root respondere, which means to give in return. So what responsibility really means is that when the world gives me a gift or when you give me a gift, then what do I give you in return? And that is a fundamentally different way of looking at the world. So we saw, I mean, there's a strain of this individualistic, hyper libertarian perspective that runs through Western history for a very, very long time. And it was given major boosts in the rise of capitalism through the Enlightenment and what Carolyn Merchant called the death of nature, which happened with at that same time as nature was no longer conceived of as living a member of one's community and was conceived of as dead matter to whom one owed no responsibility. So it got a huge boost then, and then it pretty much went on steroids in the 70s. And we see this in all aspects of Western life, that you get Richard Dawkins' Selfish Gene becomes a huge bestseller, which is based on projecting this neoliberal capitalist perspective down to our very genes, that everything is based on selfishness. I mean, let's go back to Adam Smith for a second and this invisible hand that supposedly everybody acting selfishly makes a functioning community. It's complete nonsense, and it is a rationalization for this destructive way of life. It's a rationalization for, it's a way for people to convince themselves that their community-destroying behavior is not, in fact, community-destroying, but instead great for the community, because Adam Smith's invisible hand will make it magically work out. And the selfish gene basically does the same thing. And they're both complete nonsense. Anyway, they've really come to the fore even more so than before since the 1970s, and the effects on the natural world. Well, I don't know what we have to say except that, 53% of the wildlife has disappeared in the last 40 years? Disappeared, sorry. 53% of wildlife has been killed, extirpated, exterminated, driven from their homes, destroyed in the last 40 years. And that's only going to continue to get worse. It's affected our response. I mean, one of the first and most important things that any oppressive group has to do is to try to normalize their behavior. And that's one of the things that neoliberalism has done, is normalize selfish behavior that no decent human being would allow in a decent family. Can you imagine a healthy family running along neoliberal lines where there are no boundaries allowed for anyone? There is complete deregulation of behavior such that if Junior wants to piss in the punch bowl, well, Junior might not be allowed to do it, but his father certainly would, because neoliberalism is based on those with power doing whatever the fuck they want. And you see many manifestations of this, and one of them is environmentalism has been destroyed by it, that at one point environmentalism was really about protecting wild places and wild beings and about stopping the corporations from doing these terrible acts and stopping those in power from destroying the planet. And somewhere along the way, in the 1980s, it got transmuted into buying hemp soap and recycled hemp bags. And somewhere in the 1980s was the first time that corporate newspapers started calling human beings consumers more often than it called them citizens. And that's really crucial, because if you can convince people that they are consumers and not citizens, their range of resistance they can perform is reduced to buying and not buying. And if you are a citizen, you can buy or not buy, or you can organize, you can boycott, you can leaflet, you can make organizations, you can organize, you can, when a government becomes destructive of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you can, it is a right of the people to alter or abolish it. Those aren't options you have if you have defined yourself as a consumer. And there's another transformation that took place a couple thousand years ago, which was the same, which was where we were converted from human animals who need habitat and community into citizens who depend upon the state. And instead of depending upon the state to take care of us, at one point we were human animals who needed habitat and who have teeth and claws and who have loyalty to our communities. And that loyalty was transferred to the state. And then eventually, we were reduced to living in a company town where your options of resistance are buy and not buy. And another thing that happens when you, through that transformation, another thing that happened was that the attention, the focus was transferred from the evil doing corporations and onto us. And that is fundamental to neoliberalism. Instead of allowing and accepting and encouraging class analysis, where those of us who are living beings who care about the planet realize that there is a class of people who are killing us, instead, it all becomes, you know, if you get cancer, it's because you chose the wrong soap. It's because of your own personal individual lifestyle choices, as opposed to you getting cancer because of the toxification of the total world. So one of the things that has happened with neoliberalism is an emphasis on how individual choice is empowering and exciting and wonderful, as opposed to organizing as a class to stop others of a different class from killing all you hold dear. So one of the things I want to just to sum up, what neoliberalism has done is shift the emphasis from class analysis to individual action. And once you have done that, your ability to even think clearly and to name the perpetrators of the violence is disappeared.